Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio, and it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I kind of messed up this week. You're probably thinking, you mess up every week. Well, I kind of messed up because I wasn't on top of it on Tuesday the 15th when it was actually Bill of Rights Day. And I have some articles here, and of course it seems like all of them always fall back to, you know, that's an infringement on our rights. And I have several articles today that I want to share with you about the dumbing down of America. The removing of our history. Calling what we have a bad thing, as in the Second Amendment. And it disgusts me. I don't know how else to put it. That people don't understand the sacrifice and the reasons for the sacrifice that our founding fathers made. And the reason we have this original 10 Bill of Rights. So I thought I would start out today just reading the Bill of Rights, if you do not mind. And then we're going to get into the infringements on them that are going on, and the stupidity and the ignorance separating this nation and stealing your liberty. And enslaving our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. So the Bill of Rights, of course, number one is the freedom of speech. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people to peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, when we look at that, and we stop and think, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, speaking of freedom of religion. And yet they want to change your language. They want to take Christmas away. Because you're offending someone. Well, it doesn't say if it offends somebody, you can't do it. It's called freedom. Freedom to speak out, to think for yourself. Freedom to disagree and petition the government. Number two, the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, we're going to talk about this one a little bit more here in a little bit here later in the show. The Third Amendment. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. The Fourth Amendment is the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, that was visited during the debate. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy or life or limb of life or limb, I'm sorry, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Remember that. Due process of law. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without such compensation. Without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to speedy and public trial. Speedy. And an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature of cause and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment number 7. In suits of common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Number 8, Amendment number 8. Excessive bail shall be required, nor excessive fines imposed. I'm sorry, let me read that again. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments, I cannot talk, inflicted. Now that reminds me of some of the things that have gone on where they have punished these businesses for not baking a cake. Amendment number 9. The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And of course, number 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. Those are not terribly difficult to understand. And yet, it seems that they have been turned into some kind of complicated process. You got to think between the lines. But shall not be infringed is pretty obvious that the founding fathers thought, do not take our guns, do not infringe upon our guns, our right to defend ourselves, not only from the bad guy at the door, but the tyrannical government that they had been fighting for so long. And the first thing that government did, the king, was take out their ammo. He went after their ammo so they couldn't fight back. There is only one reason for a government to want to disarm their citizens, and it has nothing to do with the protection and safety of those citizens, and everything to do with controlling them and taking them over by the tyrannical people who think they run the government. But this is a republic and we are the government. Now, I read those and I have some things, some articles, that are going to go back to those Bill of Rights. Just things that are happening right now, current events, things that we need to know about, things that maybe we already know about. But what can we do? 877-895-5410 is the number to call and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Have returned. Apparently I've hit a nerve. I hope I didn't bore everybody reading the Bill of Rights at the beginning. You know, I was thinking as we were in the break, we ought to all be memorizing them. That's what we ought to be doing. Well, I have some articles I want to go to, but the callers have already started, so I'm going to go to a couple of callers before I hit the articles. We have Frank from Louisiana. Frank, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. I have a very important case I want to report to you. It's concerning the Bill of Rights.
All right.
But before I start that, I'd like to say that the Second Amendment you talked about, the Supreme Court came out with a very important case which said exactly what the Founding Fathers said about the Second Amendment. It was called U.S. versus Cruikshank. And it stated that the High Court stated that the Second Amendment has no other purpose outside of the excesses of the national government. It was a last resort against government tyranny, Thomas Jefferson stated. Now, the case I have right now, I'm calling for the impeachment of a federal judge. I'm going to my senator. The IRS violated judicial process and stole my property out of my bank account several times, even though the IRS's own statute says, well, we are actually subject to attachment or execution through judicial process.
Yes, and I have an article on that. Not on your particular case, but on this due process of law. Go ahead.
And I also had a court order to dismiss for lack of jurisdiction, and I took it to a federal judge and gave her all the statutes, the felony statutes, and the IRS code, and she said my case is dismissed. I said, well, you're saying the Bill of Rights is a dead letter, and you're setting forth a very perilous case law. which constitutes high treason. So I'm going to call my senator, and I'm coming for her impeachment. This is a watershed case that's getting ready to come up, and a lot of people are saying this one case. So I just wanted to report that to you.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Now, may I ask one other question?
Sure.
What year was the U.S. versus Cruikshank?
That was in 1870, I want to say about 1880s, around that period of time.
Okay, that's close enough. All right, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Frank. We have Annette from West Virginia. Annette, how are you? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, I wasn't able to get your program for a while, and I'm so glad I could this morning, because I had given up and stopped trying to find it.
Don't give up on me.
Well, listen, Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you very much.
And I want to make a comment on that, but first, a clarification on what you were reading, the Bill of Rights. They're called articles, not amendments.
Okay.
The Bill of Rights articles, then you have the articles of the Constitution, and then the amendments to the Constitution.
Well, they're listed as amendments, and they always have been. In
the
every book
Bill
that I have seen. Yes.
Not the Bill of Rights?
Yes, the Bill of Rights. They're listed as amendments because they were written after the Constitution to actually put a seal on it.
Well,
you can't
I'm
touch these
from,
items.
From Mike Brown's book on the Bill of Rights, and they are listed as articles.
Okay, well, that's fine. I don't, I'm not going to argue with you. I think that's a mute point. But every time I've ever seen them in writing, they have been called amendments, and that's okay.
Well, with regard to Christmas, maybe many of your listeners do not know that December 25th was the conception of Christ Jesus. The ancients regarded your birth at conception.
Okay, which would be a life, wouldn't it?
Pardon me?
Which would make it a life, right?
Yes, of course. And in the particular of his birth, they thought it was around 4 B.C. It was September 29th, which was called Michaelmas Day. Now, a Christmas is a Greek word, and the mas attached to Christ means our. So Christmas means our Christ. And
okay.
Michaelmas.
Annette, I don't want to get into all of that because I've got some other things I want to talk about today, okay? But I do appreciate the history. I thank you. Okay. We're going to go to one more before I get into my articles. We're going to go to Tom from Michigan. Real quickly, Tom.
Yeah, I read Cruikshank, and that wasn't a Second Amendment case. It was about federal power versus state power. They cited some earlier cases that I haven't totally researched yet. But I would agree in the sense that the Second Amendment doesn't necessarily apply to the states, but it does apply to the Ninth Amendment by the clear language. It's the right. Right is a noun of the people. People being a noun, and the term right is used in the Ninth Amendment. Yeah, I think we can conclude that our right to keep and bear arms is a right, and it's retained by the people and protected under the Ninth Amendment.
All right, it's not for hunting.
No, you don't need a reason to exercise the right.
Which is the language that we hear. Okay, I want to get into some of these articles, and then I'm sure I'm gonna perk up some ears. Okay, I appreciate the call, Tom. Now, we have talked about the nation being dumbed down, our children being dumbed down, and it starts in the preschool and the public schools, the elementaries and the junior high. I think they call it middle school these days, and high school. But it continues on in our colleges. Now, we saw an awful lot this year, and it's disappointing. I'm disappointed in people who are prejudiced, but it's disappointing to me that we are allowing students to riot, to demonstrate. That's all. I'm okay with them demonstrating. But then to pull and demand things of the college that they're paying to go to, which I do understand they're paying for it, but they knew what they were getting into when they chose that college and paid them. It's contractual. Now, that being said, this is an Ivy League college, and this is a very short article. It's mostly a video that you have to go and watch. And I just don't have time to watch all the videos. I just don't. But this is Yale. And it says the Ivy Leaguers, now are you ready for this? Sign a petition to repeal the First Amendment. Repeal freedom of speech. How confused are these students that they don't understand what they're doing? It says in here, the person that did this, looking to understand just how controversial the debate over free speech on our college campuses really is, a filmmaker and satirist, Amy Horowitz, recently traveled to Yale University, one of our nation's most prestigious institutions of higher learning, to speak directly to the students. I decided, she said, to take this campus free speech debate to its logical conclusion. The result was this unbelievable display of total stupidity. The fact that Horowitz discovered a solid majority of the students asked willingly signed the petition, with several expressing their enthusiasm, their enthusiastic approval for his anti-First Amendment efforts. I think it's really awesome that you're out here, he said. Really awesome. Signing away their free speech because somebody offended them somewhere down the line, or they thought somebody else was offended by speech. Free speech. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And this person, these students, are willing to sign that away so they no longer have a say in anything in their lives. They are so dumbed down, so blinded, so naive, so out of touch, so lacking in the knowledge of history of the United States of America and our founding fathers, that they are willing to sign away their free speech. Repealing the First Amendment away. Can you imagine? With all the political correct jargon we have now, what would happen if that First Amendment or article or whatever you want to call it of the Bill of Rights did not exist? We're going into a break. The dumbing down continues. I've got another article coming from another campus. The stupidity and how they are brainwashing the youth of this nation is just unbelievable. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Day Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now you know, and I gave my little Merry Christmas to you a couple of days ago. Christmas is a Christian holiday. And the world wants to celebrate a holiday, but they don't necessarily want to celebrate Christ. Everybody wants a present, but they want to be the lead part of the party. They don't want to recognize our Savior, which is what it's about. It's not about the gifts. We all go out crazy about that. I'm just started yesterday panicking because I'm not ready. But that's not what it's about. Well, the dumbing down and the removal of that First Amendment, and then the using of the holiday for their own agenda. Well, this is Harvard's. This is coming out of Harvard, and it's Harvard's diversity office uses Christmas to indoctrinate students on campus crazy talking points. So what they have done is, this is the Office of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. what is, why do they have an office of equity and diversity in the college? And inclusion. They have abandoned any pretense of politically impartiality. They're not even going to pretend it. And is using its resources to push a far-left progressive talking points onto its students, according to one student who sent us this remarkable, quote-unquote, Christmas placemat. Now, I've got the placemat picture of it in front of me, and I can't read it because it's small print as far as the picture is concerned. But a number of these Yuletide, they're calling them Yuletide mats, have been placed around the college's dining quarters. They don't bear messages of Christmas, cheer, or goodwill. Bearing the title Holiday Placemat for Social Justice, that's the title, Holiday Placemat for Social Justice, they instead instruct students in how to make the case for the politics of racial grievance. The placemats cover four issues from a highly biased perspective. Now, it's a placemat. It's got four squares, and in the center, it's got a circle with some messages in it. Now, these issues are, they instruct the students to challenge criticism of the anti-free expression mobs at Yale, of immigration from Syria, of Black Lives Matter argument about police brutality, and the recent removal of the behest campus of crazies of the Harvard House Master. Title on the grounds that Master is offensive to black students. This is on a placemat that's titled Holiday Placemat for Social Justice. The placemats do not encourage students to ask questions, but to repeat talking points. In other words, they are telling the students what to think, not how to think. They also advise students on how to talk to families, instructing them to listen mindfully, breathe, and speak from a place of mutual interest. Well, I don't have a problem with that. The Harvard Office of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion claims to foster understanding, community, and belonging at the college, adding that diversity is a source of strength and defining characteristics at Harvard University. Well, you know, I agree that diversity is strength. But I don't agree that what they're promoting is diversity. I think there are racial prejudices, and I am ashamed of people that have that. But I believe it runs both ways on that highway. When you demand to have one thing your way, no matter what, that's not being diverse. That's not mixing in. So they're not only telling them what to think, they're putting ideas in their heads. It says it's unlikely that the faculty will take action against these placemats because it's telling them, you know, there's certain things, and they wanted, remember, they wanted to get rid of, change the names of some of the buildings and da-da-da-da. The rise of the new racialized radicals on campus has seen faculties from Yale to Mizzou cave in to the most egregious demands of campus crazies. I don't like them using the word crazies. I think they're misdirected. I think they haven't been brought up the right way. Harvard has noted above, has already agreed to scrap the historic title of Housemaster after complaints that it revived memories of slavery. Well, you know, that's kind of, I don't know, it's just really kind of sad, I think, what we're teaching these young people. How are they going to become citizens to stand up for a Bill of Rights when they're ready to sign it away? How are we going to teach them to think for themselves when they're being brainwashed to think something else. We have Max from Kansas, I think is what I was told. Max, how are you today?
Yes, Beth. You were reading from the Constitution earlier, weren't you?
I was reading the Bill of Rights.
Have you ever read in the Constitution where the president has the, I guess it's a right to write an executive order?
The originality, and I'm not a scholar in any way, Max, not at all, but the originality, the very first executive order, they're supposed to be more like memos, but they are abused, and they're supposed to only be used in emergency-type situations. But President Barack Obama has abused it. Clinton abused it. Reagan abused it. Bush has all abused it. Because they use it as a power, and that's not what the president's supposed to have. Now, that is my understanding. I could use another course in history and in my Constitution. I will admit that. But that is my best understanding.
Okay, so it is just kind of a hand-me-down deal.
Yes. It's an abuse of power that's getting handed down and handed down and handed down.
Well,
I kind of make jest of it. I say whenever I become president of the United States, my first executive order is going to wipe out all the executive orders, and that's kind of a Trump statement. It really can't be done. But it is ridiculous what they're doing. Go ahead, sir.
There used to be a preacher that came on. I think his name was David J. Smith, and he was kind of radical. But he claimed that Congress had declared the United States to be a Christian nation twice, once in 1895 and one in 1954.
I would have to look that up.
Well, now, I don't know whatever happened to David J. Smith, but I heard him say that.
Okay.
And if that's true, how did we allow the Muslims to move in and start building their mosque?
Well, you know, we are, it is free. I mean, we are supposed to be freedom of religion. So they should have the right to be here and believe as they want. But they don't have the right to let their, like, Sharia law, Trump, override our constitutional laws. We can't do that in their nation, and they should not be allowed to do that in our nation. But I would have to look up as far as being declared a Christian nation. We know that our laws, our constitution and all that was built off of the biblical laws in the Bibles and the scriptures. But we're going into a break, and I don't have time to get into that, so I'm going to have to let you go, Max. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest.
digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Vivian. You know, every morning when I go through articles, I think, oh, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to discuss? And I pick out just a few, and we never have time to go through all of them. Never have time. And but I wanted to share this with you before I get back on some other issues with the Bill of Rights. But this is just real quick. This is coming from what is it? It's the Life and News. They're an active organization for life. They are for life. And the House Budget Committee, the House budget will fund Planned Parenthood. It reduces the UNFPA funds. They are going to fund it. It says Washington, D.C. The House's new speaker has unveiled a $1.67 trillion budget that fully funds Planned Parenthood for the next 9.5 months. Now, the GOP wonders why America is picking candidates that are non-GOP established. Well, this is the reason. Because we tell them what to do, we tell them what we want, and they do whatever they want to do, regardless of we, the people. The budget comes 5 months after a series of videos showed Planned Parenthood officials haggling over the price of unborn baby parts, as well as appearing to discuss illegal partial birth abortions and illegal modifications to abortion. While the House appears ready to pass the bill on Friday, that's tomorrow, a board member of the group that conducted the undercover video investigation said the funding shows the corrupt establishment Republicans are once again walking lockstep with the pro-abortion Democrats to give the criminal enterprise Planned Parenthood more money. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, perfectly happy with killing babies in the United States of America. Now, President Barack Obama was quick to say, whenever the San Bernardino terrorist attack happened, that the United States needs stricter gun control. We're under attack from in within, and our leader wants you to be unarmed, unable to defend yourself. When there's an agenda that he wants to promote, he is Johnny on the spot. He did not want to acknowledge that it was a terrorist attack, and therefore, he has stayed mostly quiet. And he has not gone as the leader of this nation and paid tribute to those victims and their families. But it is said that on his way to Hawaii for Christmas, he's going to make a pit stop to visit them in Hawaii. Now, we're about to run out of town, so I'm going to go to Roger real quick, and then I have to share this about Trey Gowdy. We have Roger from Illinois. Roger, how are you today?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. Real quickly, I'm about out of time.
I wanted to say something about diversity. They, broadly speaking, of course, when they say diversity, they mean diverse liberal opinions, diverse liberal positions, diverse liberal actions. They do not mean to include diverse conservative opinions, diverse conservative positions, diverse conservative actions.
Well, we know when they had the diversification, or whenever they had the demonstrations at MU here in the state of Missouri, and they had a lot of white students that were with them, and they ended up kicking them out. They said, you're not a part of us. So how diverse is that?
That diversity drive is much more insidious and kind of propagandizing.
It's another switching of the language. It doesn't mean what we think it should mean.
Around 25 years ago, around the colleges, and they were doing a chant, hey-ho, hey-ho, Western culture's got to go. Remember that?
Don't remember that, but I'll tell you what, I got to go because I've got another caller, and I really had something I wanted to share today. We're going to go quickly to Steve from Illinois. Steve, as quickly as you can, please.
You know, I'll be fast. With my liberal arts college, the model has changed. You know, 30 years ago, anyone at any age who was a student at that college could get a beer at the student center. The libraries, they did not censor anything. There was a soapbox at an arch where any student could stand up on it and voice his opinions. None of that is allowed now. And, you know, 35 years ago, the liberal arts experience was all about freedom and personal choice. Today, it's about trying to mold the perfect student.
Yes. And mold them into what they want. Okay, I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Steve. Now, I have an article, and if you remember John Doherty, he worked for the good old man, Derry Brownfield, many, many, many years ago. Well, he's writing for, he's got his own little source here, Freedom News stands for Freedom. And he's writing here, and he talks about Trey Gowdy. Now, Trey Gowdy is one of the good guys, and he goes to bat for you more than you understand that he does. And I'm going to have to save the crust of this article for tomorrow, the depth of it, for tomorrow with Free for All Friday. But this has to do with them infringing upon your rights. And he asks them where they get their authority to do this. He says, Gowdy wanted to know more about the principle being floated by the administration that Americans on terrorist watch lists should be denied access to firearms following the San Bernardino, California Terror Act earlier this month. Now, he goes to bat for you. He goes to bat for the American people. And he goes after this person. And she doesn't have an answer, except they're going to put you on a watch list. But they really don't have to tell you that they're doing that. You have to then question their motives. And he reminded her, remember what I said in that Bill of Rights, it's the due process of law. You have the right to know. They shouldn't be doing this without you being told, all right, you're on the watch list because of such and such. We're going to take this because of such and such. He said that it goes against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for the American people. Now, like I said, we're out of time, but we're going to get into this one tomorrow because I think it's important that you understand. I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, but there are a few good guys, and Trey Gowdy is one of them. Paul Ryan is not. The Bill of Rights, being a republic, means you and I are in charge. You and I are the ones who are going to have to answer why we let these D.C. occupiers get by with killing babies, funding them to kill babies, when we told them to stop it. It's up to you and I to do whatever we can to bring America home.
BioEgg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless.